Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Mason, Fantastic Beasts, Where Are All the Beasts? Now Johnny Depp's. He's around, isn't he? Is he a beast?
He's in the case.
He's in the case?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. All they had to do was not open the case. And then he'd be fine.
And is that true of Johnny Depp in real life?
Yeah.
Just leave him in a suitcase.
He's in a trunk. He's usually floating out somewhere in the Mediterranean. He's somewhere in the south of France. Just floating around in a case. Don't bring him back to shore. Just, and then we'll all be fine.
Well, Mason, if you love Harry Potter prequels that don't include Johnny Depp, you'll love Voldemort, Origins of the Air.
Now, it's interesting you say that because I did watch it and I didn't like it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. This is actually a fan film from January 2018. Fantastic Beasts is not the only Harry Potter prequel in town. This one serves as an origin retelling and also fleshes out some of the events from the books and films of young Voldemort.
And would you say they've done it well?
Look,
we talked about this earlier because we're like, this is a fan film.
Yeah.
We don't want to kick it too hard.
Considering the budget, it was 15,000 euro. It's pretty impressive what they've managed to do.
However much amount that is,
yes.
I don't know. But it's the price of a cup of coffee or a Lamborghini. I'm not sure.
But the thing is, there are definitely elements of this which really hurt the film. Mm-hmm. And a big part of it is it's an Italian film where some of it is in Italian and dubbed into English.
Yep.
But some of it is clearly people from Italy
speaking English
and then dubbed over
the
top.
It's the first time I saw a Jackie Chan movie. I think it was Rumble in the Bronx.
Right.
People were speaking English, but they've redubbed English over the top and it was really disconcerting. And it's exactly the same thing was happening here.
But in terms of the action sequences, there's not a lot because it's a lot of people standing in a room filled with books just yelling at each other.
Yep.
Or there's an interrogation going on.
Waving their hands, as the Italians do.
As they do. But there is an early action sequence of a woman breaking into a Russian magical ministry base.
Facility, and
she's after one particular thing.
Which is interesting because there seems to be, if I didn't know better, I would say this was based on a video game. Because they've done the thing of any movie based on a video game where they attempt to insert video game tropes into it.
They do a first person.
There's a first person bit.
Which doesn't look too bad, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I initially thought, speaking of the accents, watching this initially, I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool because it's a silent film.
Yes,
like there's not gonna. It's gonna be a movie told entirely in action with no talking. Mm. But then there was talking.
I feel like they could have done this. I think if you edited this down because it's 90 or so minutes. It's about 50 minutes.
Yeah,
it's too long for what's going on in it. I think there's probably 20-25 minutes of you could do like a silent film.
Uh-huh.
Get rid of the dubbing, or even just have it in Italian. Just be like, yeah, this is an Italian Harry Potter film. Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And just put the subtitles. None of the actors.
Harry Potter pasta.
That's right.
It's a Potter pasta, eh? On the boil, eh?
Yeah, I get it.
All the stereotypes. Yeah, you're right. Because, I mean, most fan films are like 15 minutes, if that.
Yeah. So it starts off with this woman breaking into this Russian Ministry of Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets captured. And then a lot of the film is based around this interrogation where there's a one-eyed Russian guy, he's blind in one eye, and he's like, what are you breaking into here for? And it turns out that she's breaking in to steal Tom Riddle's diary.
Ooh.
Because if you've seen Harry Potter, the movies, or seen the books, not opened them, but just seen them,
Seen the books.
Then you'll know that Tom Riddle's diary contains a piece of Voldemort's soul.
Oh, yes.
So that's important that he has that for...
soul purposes.
For soul purposes. For soul training.
For going to soul train. You can't do that. You can't go on the soul train. You can't do the dance if you don't have all your soul. It's so embarrassing.
That's it. So he then asks her to recount what led her to being where she is. So it flashes back to her days at Hogwarts. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, we cut back to Hogwarts, as
nice.
I said.
Story checks out so far.
And she's replaced by a student version of her, who looks about the same age as the adult version.
But she's supposed to be like 12, right?
Initially, she says, I'm just a second year student or whatever at Hogwarts.
So she's got to be like, how old are those kids?
Yeah, well, 12. Yeah, yeah, 12, right. 12 at the most. Uh-huh. But she looks 24.
She really
and
does,
and the woman
yeah.
that gets captured looks 24. Uh-huh. They should have just kept the same
She
actor.
Looks like she's going to a sexy Harry Potter party.
Right. So then we see Tom Riddle's origins at the school. And yeah. basically, there's four students, one of them being Tom Riddle. And each of them
wow,
is...
Wow, started small, that school.
It certainly
did. I just wanted to say, just off the top of that, some of the dialogue would make more sense if they were child actors being children. But there's the opening sequence where she talks to, you know, 12-year-old Tom Riddle. And he's like, Quidditch is stupid. It's people chasing the ball. This riding brooms is dumb. And it's like, yeah. I mean, if you were 11, maybe you'd think it was dumb. But if you're 25, don't talk like that.
And also, it's kind of rad.
Yeah,
it think?
Is rad. But yeah, and imagine if the actual Harry Potter movies had started like that. Harry, you're a wizard.
Yeah, but that's dumb. It's waving a wand, doing magic. Dumb.
So basically, these four heirs of the four houses of Hogwarts, your Gryffindor, your Ravenclaw, your Hufflepuff, your Slytherin, which is your Tom Riddle, they want to unite and build up the magical community. Is that the idea?
That's nice.
That's something along the lines of that. But one of them, Mason, is a Voldemort.
Oh.
And they don't realize yet because they think he's just Tom Riddle. But from out the gate, he's a complete psychopath. Right. Like there's no ambiguity there.
Yeah.
He's very aggressive for no reason. He gets in wand battles very quickly and he breaks a student's arm in doing so.
Mm.
Yeah. He's not a very good bloke at all. From there, it follows his adventures where he then goes to work at a magical pawn shop after school.
Now,
P-A-W-N.
Okay, just checking.
Just to clarify.
Because let me say, four. Four. Either way.
Well, that's it.
Now, is any of this, some of this stuff is in the books?
Yes.
Or is this isn't new material?
I believe this part is in the book that he went to do this and people were like, well, he was one of the best students to ever come out of Hogwarts. And everyone thought he was great except for Dumbledore. He's like, this guy's a fucking idiot. Not an idiot, like a bad dude.
Remember he broke that kid's arm in the wand battle?
That's right.
He's mad all the time.
Do you remember in the movies when I met him when he was a kid and he was like, I can light things on fire with my mind. Do you remember that bit in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you haven't seen that. I don't know.
No, I'm just basing it off the last time you told me about it.
Okay, good. Very good. I believe from the books, and this isn't fleshed out in the movie, so he's basically looking for magical items of significance because he's half muggle and he resents that side of himself. He likes these fancy
Who else is half muggle?
Harry Potter is half muggle.
Okay, good.
So,
just checking.
Yeah.
I knew there was somebody else.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of them.
Okay.
And nobody is really properly full-blooded. And the ones that are probably inbred is kind of the implication.
I understand, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Malfoy. Yeah.
Malfoy, the Weasleys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Extra fingers and stuff.
Extra fingers and stuff.
You never notice that in the movies, but Ron Weasley's got six fingers on each hand.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, fact. Harry Potter fact.
Is that why he's so stupid in the movies?
Yeah.
We've talked about this, but he's way more fleshed out in the books.
Mm-hmm.
That's a story for another day. But that being said, all the good stuff from Ron gets given to other characters in the movies. He's just like, what's magic? What's anything? You grew up in this world. What are you talking about?
Your dad's got a flying car, for God's sakes.
It turns out that, yeah, he's after these magical items, so he can put his soul in them. And there's a bit where he steals a locket from an old lady.
He was doing this Horcrux business way ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the point of having a Horcrux again?
Because if you put a piece of your soul in it and then you're, say, killed by a magical baby,
yep,
you can then return. Based on that, and he splits his soul up.
Do you have less soul?
Yeah, you have less. Like, it chips away at you, and that's why he looks all snake-like.
Can you regain more soul?
I don't think you can put them back together, because splitting up your soul...
Is it like your liver? If you chop off a bit, does it grow back?
It's not like that, no. You kind of chip away at yourself, and you become less of a person in doing so. Mm. But he's like, I don't care because I'm all about, I don't like Quidditch, but I love soul splitting. That should be the national sport.
See how many times you can split your soul. Now, do you have to do it because there's like seven, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Do you have to split it into seven? Or
no,
can you split
but
it
he
into
did
like
that
two?
Because seven, if it is seven, it might not be. I'm butchering the Harry Potter lore. I know every time we
no,
talk
no,
about
all this is correct.
Every time we talk about Harry Potter, people flip out.
Anyone emailing to correct you or commenting on the YouTube is wrong. Doesn't matter what facts you have. We're right and you're wrong.
But seven, if it is seven, is a magical
that
number.
That is a magical
and that's
number.
That's why
yeah.
he does it. And I think nobody prior to him would split into seven because it's
too many.
Insane. It's yeah, too many. Right. But that locket.
What you do is you split it into two. Mm. One big bit, one little bit.
Like know? A snack for later?
Yeah, like a snack for later.
Sure. But that locket plays a big role in the final Harry Potter films.
Right.
And which you haven't seen.
Haven't seen them.
But it shows up and it's got a pretty decent chunk of your soul in it. And
so
it,
you were like, ooh, this is
Ron
significant.
Weasley. It's very significant. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and I believe that interaction where he takes it from that old woman, that is referenced.
Did you say it taunts Ron Weasley?
Yeah, because basically...
hey, it's me. It's me, Voldemort's locket. Hey, you Ginge. Look at you. Hey, Fanta Pants. Hey, hey. Get out of here.
It's more like it makes a version of Harry and Hermione and makes them like kiss in front of him.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, it is weird. So I hope we get footage of that
yeah,
in the video version. So it turns out that the other people, the other heirs to the houses, they're getting murdered. There's not that many. There's only four of them. You know who the murderer is.
Yeah, right.
And we know that one of them is still alive when he's older because he's got the same eyeliner on. You know, so he's got he's looking real good. Uh-huh. He's looking real 30 seconds to Mars in that situation. After the woman recounts her story of how she wants to get Tom Riddle's diary, because it's a part of his soul, she thinks, and blah, blah, blah. You remember that turns up in the second movie?
Sort of.
Yeah, well, it does. It's got like a piece of student Tom Riddle in it.
Okay, yes.
And then he summons a snake, you remember?
Okay, I remember the snake.
Don't you love summoning a snake?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a big fan.
Yes. Summer's coming. It's time to summon a snake. 30 seconds of summoning a snake. What were we talking about before?
So the Russian guy then decides to hand back the diary to the woman.
Yeah.
And is like, listen, you seem like you're doing good work. And Russians went out all
bad. I mean, sure, you broke in and you...
Probably killed some of our guys.
Probably still killed some of those guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Killed some of our weird sock-headed men.
That's right, yeah. And also, when they're sitting down and having the interrogation, it's not really hinted at, but it's fairly obvious that one of those two people is Voldemort.
Right.
You know, from the
only question is who?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So it's the woman. It's not really the girl from the past. She's dead. She's been murdered. Mm. He's taken on her appearance, maybe using polyjuice potion or another magical method because you can do a bunch
literally
of stuff.
Anything, literally anything, probably.
Yeah, that's right.
A mirror, a sequence of mirrors.
A rubber mask, whatever. Yes. You can do it all. So as she's leaving, he's like, how did you know that we had the diary? And she's like, I didn't. Or maybe I did. And then she turns into Voldemort and he kills everybody. And they're like, it's Voldemort! It's Voldemort!
Again, given the cost of it, which was either the cost of a cup of coffee or a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
They did pretty well, I think.
Did pretty well considering.
Some of it looks quite similar to those movies.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Yeah. And I think the things... Like the locket that they get, it looks pretty close to the one from the movie, if not exactly the same.
Well, they probably bought it from the Harry Potter Experience store.
They probably bought it from the Harry Potter Experience store, yeah. So the major twist, though, I feel doesn't really... And I don't really feel it resonated with me because I think I saw in the descriptions like, and maybe there's a twist along the way that will shock you to
the core.
So you're
spending the whole time looking for the twist.
Looking for the twist, so yeah. Look, as far as fan films go, it's genuinely not bad. I think it just needs to be 20 minutes as opposed to 50 minutes. Mm. And maybe they could have put some snake makeup on that dude. That's all I'm saying.
Or they could have given everybody ridiculous Italian accents.
Sure. I would have taken that.
Mm-hmm.
Could you recommend this to fans of Harry Potter?
Yes.
I would say if you're a fan, it's worth checking out.
But I'd say if you're a fan, you've probably seen it already.
You've almost certainly seen it. It's been out for more than 4 minutes, so you've seen it.
You've certainly seen our summary of it, which we just did.
That's right. Yeah, but all in all, I would say, considering the budget, considering it's in Italian and English and dubbed and other things, considering they got a pretty good looking locket, considering there's a house elf in it, which looks decent, that's a hard thing to pull off, then all these things add up to a thing that was made.
You're not wrong.
Kudos.
Major coods.
Mage coods.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Caravan of Garbage. There's actually a video version which you can check out. You can see all the pictures if you can imagine that.
Oh.
You don't need to though. You can just check them out.
Oh.
We also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That's out every Monday, and there's videos here every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. Why don't you bloody check any of them out?
Do it, please.
Look, we're not asking, we're begging.
We need the views.
And if you've got anything to recommend for Caravan of Garbage, whether it be a comic book, a fan film, a movie, a video game.
Harry Potter fan film.
Yeah.
An Italian one.
Yeah.
Badly dubbed.
If there's another one, we'll do it.
We'll do it, yeah. Can't get enough.
Can't get
kind
enough.
Kind of addicted now.
Yeah, yeah.
Why isn't there another one right now?
Good question. But thanks for watching this. We appreciate it.
I grabbed our gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.